Hey everybody, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, sometimes our inner critic can sound like a broken record stuck on repeat with all those not-so-nice things. You know the drill, I'm not good enough, I always mess things up, why bother even trying, sound familiar? Well, today, we're diving headfirst into how to silence that inner critic and start letting go of that negative self-talk. Because seriously, who needs those mental speed bumps in their life? Let's be honest, self-doubt can feel like a heavy cloak weighing us down. It can make even the simplest tasks seem insurmountable. But here's the good news. You have the power to break free from this cycle of negativity. And trust me, it's more than just thinking positive. This is about recognizing those negative thought patterns and choosing a different path, one filled with self-compassion, understanding, and ultimately confidence. So how do we do this? Well, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can seriously shift your perspective. First up, awareness is key. You gotta catch those negative thoughts before they spiral out of control. Ever feel like you're on autopilot and suddenly BAM? You're caught in a whirlwind of self-criticism. Yeah, me too. It happens. So the next time you find yourself thinking I can't do this, pause for a second. Literally take a deep breath and say to yourself, hey, that's just a thought, it doesn't have to be my reality. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this? Or is this just my fear talking? You know that feeling when you overthink something and your brain creates a whole elaborate scenario that probably won't even happen. That's your negativity bias in action. Remember, our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's a survival instinct from way back in the day. But now, we have to consciously choose to rewire those thought patterns. So, when you catch yourself thinking negatively, flip it around. Instead of, I always mess things up, try I'm learning and growing with every experience. Speaking of growth, celebrate your wins big and small. We tend to focus on our shortcomings, but let's give ourselves some credit for the awesome stuff we accomplish. Did you finally conquer that mountain of laundry? Then, that's a win. Made it through a tough meeting without losing your cool. High five. Celebrate those moments because they deserve recognition. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. You are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. Nobody is perfect, so cut yourself some slack when things don't go according to plan. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a rough patch. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's preparing for a big presentation at work. Her inner critic is in overdrive. You're not good enough, it whispers. Everyone will laugh at your ideas. She starts feeling anxious and doubtful. But then she remembers what we talked about today. She takes a deep breath, challenges those negative thoughts, reminds herself of past successes, and focuses on delivering her message with passion and authenticity. The result? She rocks the presentation. Her colleagues are impressed and she feels a surge of confidence. D. Letting go of that negative self-talk isn't about ignoring your feelings or pretending everything is perfect. It's about recognizing those thoughts for what they are, just thoughts, and choosing to replace them with more empowering beliefs. You deserve to feel good about yourself, and you have the power to make that happen. Remember, this journey is about progress, not perfection. So be patient with yourself, celebrate every step forward, and keep practicing those positive affirmations. Now go out there and let that stuff go. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I'd love to hear how you're silencing your inner critic and embracing a more positive mindset. Catch you next time for another dose of letting that stuff go.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.